government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
So, Senator, God love you. You have really taken on the COVID vaccine injured. You've taken on the medical tyranny, everything that evolves around COVID and the mandates and the mandated mask and everything like that. But you've also taken an interest and very few people have what I call the coronavirus hunter world, which means that these are the bat people that go out there and collect these specimens. And their mandate is to have the Biden policy coming to the Office of Science and Technology, because I have the papers from it from 2021, is to have a seasonal mandated coronavirus for all of the coronaviruses that they take to a lab. They figure out if they're transmissible to human beings. That's their policy. That's their business model. And we have here in the United States 15 BSL-4 labs and numerous, I'll put it that way, BSL-3. You have a laboratory in Wisconsin that has had leaks, and I understand you initially thought they had two or three, but now I've spoken to Brian Hooker, and he tells me that there's more leaks at that particular lab, because I forget the guy's name, he's Japanese, but apparently, I guess he's running the program there. Tell us about that.
Sure. Let's back up and explain what I think is actually going on here. Okay.
Okay.
So the world kind of came together and realized, we really shouldn't be developing chemical and biological warfare weapons that could devastate the planet. So they enter into an agreement, a treaty, to end all that. I have to believe that what's going on right now with all the gain of function research is really bioweapons research under the guise of bioweapons solution.
No, it's under that One Health. It's health, vaccinations, science, but it's in fact bioweapons. Right,
but I think the main thing is this is a way to skirt the bioweapons prohibition, and mm-hmm. So say, well, here's the big loophole. But just in case somebody violates this and they release a bioweapon, we need countermeasures. We need vaccines, and of course, the mRNA platform is a highly profitable vaccine platform, which the people like Rick Bright and Fauci were just slathering to have an excuse to unleash this on the global population. So they've done it with the pandemic. But again, I really think this all starts with governments around the world circumventing the bioweapons development treaty and doing that kind of research, incredibly dangerous research. It's not being properly controlled. You maybe understand doing it in like one BLS4 lab and just keep that tightly controlled. But for example, Fauci funded Ecolabs, who funded this dangerous research in the Wuhan lab. And then Ralph Baric was transferring all this technology. So unbelievably loose controls over highly dangerous activity here, and they're just not fessing up to it. That's why Fauci on January 30th, February 1st went into overdrive to cover up his agency's funding of all this dangerous research. So again, now what's happening? And by the way, people should go and listen to Eisenhower's farewell address. This is the second warning. He said, public funding of scientific research. What that is going to do is scientists are going to be more concerned about getting a government grant than pursuing pure science. Well, that's what's happening. It's easy to get grants, quite honestly, if you're a biologist, on this form of bioweapons countermeasures. In other words, you're going to do bioweapons research. You're going to create these pathogens just in case somebody else does and release it. Now we've got a vaccine to save the world. It is complete. It is insane. It is insane what we're doing, but it's all being driven by billions and billions of dollars of government funding, probably not just the U.S., it's probably happening around the world. These labs have proliferated around the world. There are so many of them. We couldn't even count them all, I'm sure. This needs to be shut down. But, you know, Christine, I think it's completely out of control right now. I don't know how you can control this beast with CRISPR technology. What people can do now in their garage,
that's right,
should frighten everybody. It's people say, what keeps you awake at night? That would be one of them.
I agree with you. I first started to talk to Dennis Carroll and Joanna Motz, who were connected to the PREDICT Project. And they were co-authors with Peter Daszak on the February 2020 Lancet article that came out. This is before the Nature March 2020 article came out. And I called them cold. And when I interviewed them, I thought to myself, okay, my dad was in the biochemical manufacturing business, and I knew a little bit about it, but I'm a corruption reporter. I'm not a medical science, but I knew enough to think, my gosh, this is really Frankenstein science, because why are we creating something so dangerous to create a countermeasure? Because all that does is make money for the pharmaceutical companies at the end of the day.
That's why we're doing it.
That's why we're doing it. Exactly.
And I mean, so, you heard Rick Bright and Anthony Fauci, I think at the Milken Institute in October 2019, they're just bemoaning the fact that we don't have universal vaccination programs. You know, the flu just doesn't prompt people enough to get vaccinated. So it's probably going to take a pandemic. But by God, you know, 3 or 4 months later, they got their pandemic so they could unleash this mRNA technology, which is incredibly dangerous technology in from my standpoint. It's obvious why we should have exercised far more caution and provided true informed consent before we unleash that in billions of people around the world.
So can we shut down these gain-of-function laboratories in the United States?
Well, I mean, the ones that have expressed government funding, we should be able to. But again, this is proliferating. I mean, there are labs all over the place. The techniques are well known. You know, Ralph Baer has shared this with the world. You know,
has anybody subpoenaed him?
I don't have the subpoena power. When I get it, I will. I'm not sure where the House has or not. I know Homeland Security, you know, there's supposedly a bipartisan investigation between Rand Paul and Gary Peters. We've done no compulsory process. There have been no subpoenas issued. You know, we had a good hearing with Red on gain of function and just some other people, you know, Richard E. Bright, and that was a good hearing.
It was a good hearing.
But we don't have the subpoenas flying that should have really been issued years ago on this. For example, you know, through my office, John Ossoff, who was chairman of the PSI in the last Congress, joined me to request all the Fauci emails that they got through FOIA requests, but they were heavily redacted. So we requested those 4,000 pages unredacted. Didn't get them. So we narrowed our request to 400. All HHS has allowed us to see is the unredacted versions in a reading room. We can take notes, can't take copies. We've seen 350 of the 400 pages. The last 50 pages now, it's been well over a year that they will not provide us those last 50 pages of Fauci's emails unredacted. I have shown this. I fanned those redacted pages multiple times in hearing, including in front of Senator Peters. He has yet to subpoena HHS to get those last 50 pages unredacted. What are in those emails?
They're so afraid because, you know, NIAID was in the bioweapon business. And it's so intertwined. It's so mixed in. It's like putting together a recipe and saying, we're going to call this health, but it's really bioweapons. And we don't want anybody to know that because it's the same reason, Senator. In 2021, they knew about the vascular, the cardio, and the neurological injuries at FDA. They knew it at the CDC. They knew it at NIH, NIAID. You and I both know COVID vaccine injured who gave their blood to NIH in January of 2021. All right? They did not. They acknowledged the cardio vax injuries in April of 2021. To date, they have not, none of these, you know, alphabet soup agencies have acknowledged the vascular and the neurological because they didn't want to create any vax hesitancy. They didn't want to say that the origin of COVID came from a lab because then everybody would say, oh, maybe we shouldn't be funding this Frankenstein stuff.
Well, by the way, Redfield admitted that before in reaction to my questions a couple of weeks ago in our hearing on gain of function. You know, one of the best charts, this came out of Bobby Kennedy's book, talking about bioweapon research here. So NIAID funded EcoHealth to the tune of about $14 million over a multi-year period. Department of Defense funded EcoHealth to the tune of $42 million.
Mm-hmm.
And USAID, who Bobby Kennedy says is a CIA cutout, they funded EcoHealth to the tune of, I think, $53 million. So NIH through NIAID, $14 million. Department of Defense, $42 million. We'll call it the CIA, $53 million. What do you think EcoHealth is really involved in?
Well, they
their main emphasis?
You know, when I did an interview with Dennis Carroll, and Bobby asked me to do it, it was an hour and a half, and I put it to him. I'd been talking to him for 2.5 years, and I finally got him to go on camera. The one thing that came out of that, and I'll send you the interview, the one thing that came out of it is that they have this database, and they have, I think it's a little bit over 1,000 of the coronaviruses that they have in the database that they've figured out through the humanization of the mice in the lab, you know, that this, a coronavirus, in fact, can be transmissible. That database is an intellectual property question. Who owns that? Because whoever has that has a sequence to create a vaccination to counter that. This is huge money.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's it's
huge money. Huge money. Well, Senator, I know that you have to go. I'm looking at my clock. I know you have to go, but I want to say thank you for taking this time. And we're going to be in touch. And I'm going to give you some information for that for what you need.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.